outside hungry,
looking like this from the window, and we couldn't eat. Yeah. It was easy to tell him that, get rid of them and they will be like that, but it was finished, the appetite was gone. That's how the feeling really is, because of that connection that you think it is made for your benefit. No, this connection is made for a spirituality. We learn the language to be able to do what we are doing now. 2 hours ago, you were trying to cheat someone to do something for you. That's not why we learn the language, because even without the language, the monkeys would try to do the same. The animals will do the same. The spirit is a God-given stuff to me. Haha. Do you remember we talked about it?
I remember very strongly because last night we talked about it. Don't blame yourself that you don't remember.
Well, Rumi talked about it, told you a story that how you were made. How were you made? Do you remember? God wanted to make you, and the earth didn't want you to be made because he knew you. Because earth is you! The God wanted to turn around one of these animals in here. The earth is this. And the earth will not give them a fish of the dirt. He doesn't give it.
But what?
Here we need some cheating.
And God should not cheat. Oh, God is God.
So in this story, the cheater is one of these angels. Okay, we want to make one of these angels a cheater. And that's no good. Oh no, we found it. We make the one that you hate the most to be the cheater. And do you remember how long Rumi explained to you that you're silly that you think that he is the bad one who will take it off from you? Which one of you will love that angel that will kill? None of you. Why? Because none of you know that he made you. He brought the head. Be thankful to that angel. And Rumi explained it, that they don't understand. They think that they had an accident, they had cancer, blah, blah, blah. And the doctor told them that you do this or that. They don't know it, he said, but they are those enlightened fellows, he said. The enlightened fellow knows that you are no one. It's me. But they could understand that. That's the story, right? Here, I brought to your attention, because this is a good paragraph to look at it, that he explained that. The first paragraph was the story of the donkey. It's a long story, and you will hear it a lot, right? But he stopped and said, let me tell you, explain to you, the enlightened fellow is this lion. Sometimes he's bad, but it's good. Because what? Because of the game at the end of the story. Do you remember the end of the story? The end of the story is the declaration of the cheating of the fox, which doesn't let the lion have the best part, which is the brain and the heart. The fox will eat it if you don't do what you're supposed to do. Because if we do nothing, if I do nothing, right? I say, you know what? I don't care about these spirituality, religion, blah, blah, believing, blah, blah. I don't need all of this. I want to live. How do I live? Like an animal. What is the difference between me and an animal? That is the main point to understand.
Yes.
The Kutub is the lion, and it is his business to hunt. The rest, these people eat his leavings.
Means what? Do you remember somewhere I looked and I said, listen to Rumi. He says, in this existence, the only thing which is worthy of hunting is love. But I'm sorry, nobody could hunt the love. Why? Don't you remember? He said, because love is a hunter. You should let go of your instruments, hunting stuff, and improve yourself to be worthy and to get lucky, then love will hunt you. This is the hunt that we are talking about. Here, he will say, listen, that enlightened one is the lion and his job is hunting. Hunting what? The job of Rumi is hunting. Hunting what? Hunting to find the people who are changed and are ready to receive that hint, that feeling, that glare of emotion to be transformed. He says, this is what that enlightenment is all about. The enlightened fellow, or the Qutb. You know what Qutb means? Qutb in Arabic, if you want to translate it to English, really will be pole. North pole, south pole. Yeah, that pole is Qutb. It is very important, is it? None of you, and I'm surprised, in Vancouver, because in a lot of different places I have been, they don't know about sailing. But Vancouver is the place for that. When you're sailing, the most important stuff for you is to know where you are from these polar stars. There is one star in the sky that no matter when and how, even if I'm drunk, if I look at the sky, I will find it. Always. Because I lived with it in my childhood. That was our magic stuff. Mm-hmm. Without that magnet, we find it. And they sail with it, and it's very important because the only star they knew in the north part of the earth, which is always there, it doesn't move, is that. That's why that word is used for the leader of enlightenment. Okay? Here you say that leader of enlightenment is the lion and his job is hunting. The rest are being fed by him. He is feeding everyone with this hunting, practically. This is what Rumi thinks about Shams. And Rumi is for the rest of us. Yes. This is how I say, if you systematically and carefully want to read this book, this is the way to do it. Yes.
So far as you can, endeavor to satisfy the Qutb, so that he may gain strength and hunt the wild beast.
So what are you? I said, I don't care what you do. You try to make him satisfied. Means what? Shams, when he saw Rumi, he was not satisfied. He saw an educated fellow, but see what transformed him. This is what he's talking about. That, you know what? Think about how could I be that enlightened fellow is satisfied with me. What should I do for that leader of me to be really satisfied with me? Yes.
When he is ailing, the people remain unfed, For all food provided for the gullet comes from the hand of reason.
Ah, okay, here, this is more complicated. Because first of all, the word is not reason. It's the logic, it's the brain, apple, wisdom. No, logical understanding, things like that. But what was the verse about? If he is not satisfied, what will happen to you, all of you? You are fed by just the intelligence, just the brain. The other side of this verse is like that. As the positive and negative both together. But because you know that, what is the complication over there? When Rumi will say apple, means what? Two different stuff. Sometimes we say the secondary apple, the secondary intelligence, because there are two different intelligences here. So he's playing with that word here in this verse. Yes, read the verse, the next one.
Since the ecstasies of the people are his leavings, keep this in mind if your heart desires the prey.
If you are the hunter, remember that the real hunter should be satisfied with you. Yep.
He is like the reason, and the people are like the members of the body. The management of the body depends on the atom.
This is a trick, and you see that in translation, suddenly it became reason. This was Aql. Okay? Aql means logic, means the brain, means this one. Okay? Here we say, he is like this one, and the rest are the body. He is the thought. This is what he wants to say. He is the source of thinking, and the body should follow the head. That's how the relationship is. Yes?
The weakness of the coat is bodily, not spiritual. The weakness lies in the ship, not in Noah.
I was talking about the shortcoming, huh? Shortcoming and weaknesses. He said, shortcoming? Yes. This enlightened fellow could have shortcomings. Could be midget. Could be blind. The physical stuff, yes, but his spirit is enlightened. That's what we are talking about. We are not talking about the physical existence of the animal. So, that's how he is, the rest of us. How are we? Look at the ship of the Noah. Noah made the ship. Okay, if there is a problem, is it in Noah or the ship? Ship is the instrument to save the people, and that instrument could be bad. But Noah is the fellow who is trying to do the good fellow. This is the difference between we and these enlightened fellows. Yes?
The coop is he who turns round himself. Round him is the revolution of the celestial spheres.
Excuse me, but before going through this, when here you will see they read qutb. What do you understand from that? Because they repeat in translation to write in qutb. And do you know what qutb is? That's a trick. Qutb is the pole, that center, that the point of reference actually. And if you ask Rumi, that why do you follow this Shams, you say he is my Qutb. The thing in British would be master. That's the word we use normally. Not the master and the slave, but master and us, yes.
Another translation is axis, the axis of the world.
Yeah, trying. But I explained to you what the qutb is in Arabic, and you will ask your Arab friend to explain it more to you. But the main stuff is that qutb is the special, the most respectable way.